The international community's response was fast and effective during the emergency caused by the January 12, 2010 earthquake in Haiti that claimed at least 230,000 lives. But the impressive outpouring of solidarity stalled when the reconstruction began, as international and local institutions failed to measure up to the challenge. That was the assessment of Ruben Cesar Fernandes, executive director of Viva Rio, a Brazilian NGO active in Haiti since 2004. He stressed the need to invent, to innovate institutionally in international agencies, in order for foreign aid to function adequately and with the necessary momentum. Fernandes believes that foreign aid efforts and funds should be channeled through local and mid-level public authorities and local NGOs and companies, given the ineffectiveness of the traditional power structures. He said, "There is a disconnect in the dialogue between international and local know-how, between the traditional political leaders of this Caribbean island nation and the leaders of international aid efforts, like former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who is co-chair of the Interim Haiti Recovery Commission. As a result, many locally designed plans are ignored, like the one to rebuild the center of Port-au-Prince, which was drawn up nearly 20 years ago with interesting city planning ideas," he lamented. Tens of thousands of people left homeless by the 7.0 magnitude quake have no choice but to survive in huge camps on the outskirts of the capital, which will soon turn into enormous slums, he predicted. Moreover, international financial institutions like the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank are not prepared to meet the immediate needs of 1.3 million people left homeless in cities that have been destroyed in a country where at least two-thirds of all workers are under or unemployed. In addition, every project financed with reconstruction funds requires technical evaluations, at times including the absurd requirement of studying environmental impacts in cities that have been devastated, Fernandes stated. He said international agencies do not have the right mechanisms in place for this kind of task because they are geared to long-term development. Benito Baranda, president of the Fundación América Solidaria, said that the activities and performance of the NGOs have been affected by a lack of coordination caused by chaos in the very structure of the government, which has great difficulties coordinating policies and actions. The uncertainty surrounding the results of the November 28th elections is another major obstacle. An Organization of American States observer mission is recounting ballots, and a runoff election is expected in late February, although President René Préval's term is scheduled to end on February 7th. Many international agencies have suspended their aid until the new authorities take office, Baranda said. Only then will aid for real construction plans begin, he added. The reconstruction plan agreed upon at an international donors meeting last March, for which $11 billion in aid were pledged, looks good, but it will have to be accepted by the new Haitian government, and the people have to want the project, because without their approval and participation, it would be bound to fail, Baranda said. The Brazilian Agricultural Research Corporation, the state farming research company, has provided important know-how for agricultural development in Haiti, but it would do much more if it linked up with intermediate institutions acting like the United States, which does not respect hierarchies, Fernandes said. Fernandes sees the continued military presence of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti as indispensable for keeping order, even though the Haitian police have significantly improved. But that view is not shared by Ricardo Seidenfuss, the Brazilian diplomat who represented the Organization of American States in Haiti until he was removed 2 weeks ago after speaking out against the peacekeeping force in Haiti, a country that is not an international threat and is not caught up in civil war, as he stated in an interview with the Swiss newspaper Le Temps. He told the newspaper that after the earthquake he had hoped the world would understand that it had made a mistake with Haiti, but the same policy was followed, and instead of taking stock, we sent more soldiers, turning Haitians into prisoners of their own island, added Seidenfuss, a professor of international relations who specializes in Haiti. These golden words express what many Haitians feel, said André Yves Cribb, a Haitian agronomist who traveled to Brazil in 1992 to earn a graduate degree, and stayed on as a researcher with the Brazilian Agricultural Research Corporation, although he frequently visits his country. Haiti needs fewer soldiers and more engineers, doctors, and technicians for reconstruction, he said. Cribb agreed with Seidenfuss that his country is paying the price of proximity to the United States. and he added that the solidarity of Cuba, which sent 1,300 doctors, has fueled the hostility of Haiti's powerful neighbor. But the problems are also due to Haiti's political instability and the incapacity of the current government, which lacks dynamism and dialogue with the population. Cripp cited his own case as an illustration. He tried to return to Haiti and share his experience after completing a master's degree in Brazil in 1994, but the political tension stood in his way. Now he's married to a Brazilian woman, and they have three teenagers, which makes working in Haiti even more difficult, although he said he is confident that he will be able to do so as part of the Brazilian Agricultural Research Corporation missions. There are thousands of skilled and educated Haitians living abroad because of the insecurity and lack of adequate working conditions in their home country. In Canada, for example, there are more Haitian doctors than in Port-au-Prince, Cripp pointed out. His proposal is for the UN and donor countries interested in boosting development in Haiti to adopt policies to encourage the repatriation of educated Haitians by hiring them and sending them to work in Haiti because they have the advantage of being more familiar with the country than foreign professionals and aid workers. In his own case, before his studies in Brazil, he accumulated 10 years of experience in the Agricultural Ministry of Haiti, working for rural development around the country. Under the present conditions, he is skeptical that his country is taking full advantage of the agricultural expertise offered by Brazil, especially through the Agricultural Research Corporation, which has already sent several missions to his home country, the poorest in the Americas, and where the numbers are as follows. 230,000, the number of people believed to have died in the January 12, 2010 earthquake. 1,000,000, the number of people still living in tents 1 year later. 5. The percentage of rubble that has been cleared 1 year later. 3,481. The number of cholera deaths as of January 5, 2011. $5,700,000,000 U.S. dollars. The amount pledged by the international community in March 2010 to rebuild Haiti over 2 years. 6.3%. The amount of money pledged that has been delivered as of December 2010. $4 billion U.S. dollars, the amount raised by private charities for earthquake relief, according to CBS. $14 million U.S. dollars, the U.S. contribution to Haiti's highly criticized election. For further contextual information on Haiti, you can visit Equipo Niscor's related webpage. This program has been prepared with information provided by Interpress Service, IPS, and produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on January 25th, 2011.